Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sandy Hook, Newtown is a typical New England community, but on December 14th, 2012, it became that and much more as the result of a tragic and horrible event that happened there. With the world, the community cherishes the lives lost and grieves the senseless act of violence. But December 14th does not define the community. In the new book, Letters from Sandy Hook, Newtown to the World, edited by Suzanne Davenport, it's a compilation of letters from Sandy Hook, Newtown residents, new and old. More than a book about that one day, it's a book about who the people in the community of Sandy Hook and Newtown are on any given day. And it's a pleasure to welcome Suzanne Davenport to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Give us a sense of what brought you to this project of compiling these letters.
I am a writing major at Western Connecticut State University, and I was in the midst of a writing course that started in January, and a couple of the pieces I wrote for the class I submitted to a local newspaper, and they were printed, and I was encouraged by classmates to write more pieces, and when I started writing, I decided that a lot of us in our community had things we wanted to say. And I was part of the Newtown Documentation Project, was a group of volunteers that we had been reading the letters that had come into our community. I read over 10,000 myself, and there were many of us that read them and were documenting them. We had photographed and scanned them. And I felt all the love that came into us, and I felt that we needed to share that love back out. And instead of the world just knowing us from what they saw on TV and the worst of our time, we needed to show some of our great times that we have in our community. So I just sent an email to people I knew and asked them to spread it and just asked, would you please send me a letter to share with the world about Sandy Hook and Newtown, about our community, and not about any particular thing, just something that's in your heart. And that's what they did.
And the expected recipient is us, right? It's being written to the world.
It is. It's to show and for other people in Newtown. I've had some people that were not, I call them my author contributors. I had 97 people that responded back to me. And I had others after the deadline that we just couldn't fit in. And we hope if this is well received that maybe we'll do a second volume. They just wanted the world to know, and they wanted their fellow Newtown people, residents, to know that maybe what they were feeling or thinking about, they weren't alone in their thoughts, that other people had same feelings. For although I asked it to be about our community, many people still touched on 1214 because it's changed us and it's made us a different community, and people wanted to share that as well. Our extreme acts of kindness that are happening around our town as well as around the country from what we've heard. And we wanted people to know about that as well.
I was struck that the book includes letters that were written, that were typed, but it also includes many, many handwritten letters. Letters that were written, you print those, and you see the penmanship, and you see it gives you a sense of immediacy in the words that the people that you talk to are describing and are telling you about the community, and also in some cases very, very soon after the tragedy.
Yes, I started asking people probably in March, and I went to our first select woman first. It's select man, but I always call her select woman, Pat Lodra. And I told her my idea, and it was after one of my pieces had been printed in the newspaper, so she knew my style of writing and how I felt about our community. And she told me that was a wonderful idea, and I asked her if she would write a letter, and she said, of course. And so once I talked to her, I felt comfortable going into the community and asking other people. And actually, my request was that they all be handwritten letters. So the typed letters are the typed version of the hand letters,
right,
in case you can't read the handwriting.
Yes.
You know, because some people were concerned. They said, oh, my handwriting's terrible. No one can read it. I said, it's okay. Your typed copy will be there, too, so people can read the typed copy if they wanted to. But I grew up writing letters, as did most of us. And to me, a handwritten letter shows the love. And we had so much love sent to us and so many handwritten letters that came to us that to me it was important there'd be handwritten letters back out again.
There's one letter in here that's entitled Christmas in Newtown, and it says, on Sunday, President Obama visited my quiet hometown to help console the victims' families and a grieving nation. While it was right for him to do so, it saddens me that any United States president would ever have even heard of my little town. I think some of us would think, well, we would hope that our leaders would know that we're here. But yet the community that is described here is one that maybe even typical New England of wanting to sort of be more on the quiet side.
We are, and we always have been. Most of us said afterwards, you know, you would call someplace to order, you know, you order something online and you have to say, that's Newtown, one word, not two words. Or I live in Sandy Hook, so I'd say that's Sandy Hook, two words. And you'd go on to, you know, give more description, or you would describe, well, where are you in Connecticut? Well, I'm between Danbury and Waterbury. No one's ever heard of us. You know, we're like a half hour from the New York border. And you'd have to go into deep descriptions to explain where we were. And now you call someplace to order something. You say, I'm in Newtown, Connecticut, and you hear, oh. So everybody, you know, seems to have heard of us, and it would be nice to have nobody know who we were. And unfortunately, we are long past that point.
There's a letter in the book from Rachel who describes her very first day at the school, and it reminds us that so many people have memories of that school, and as most of the nation, of course, none of us could fathom what happened, but to know those hallways and to know those classrooms and to know many of those teachers is especially gripping.
It is, and probably about 10 of the letters, I believe, are from children, young adults who are now in college or just graduated college. And my two sons went to Sandy Hook School, and I was a parent volunteer. I'm also an AIDS educator and activist, and I helped my son's whole grade, not just their individual classes, but their whole grade, make AIDS baby quilts when they were learning about that in school. And the school was just so welcoming to my idea. You know, can I come in? And I work with them, and other parents came in with me and helped with these students making this for a local AIDS organization. And this school became home to so many. They welcomed the parents to come in and help out. And so many of us spent so much time in those classrooms and knew that school. And one of the letters is from one of my sons. And he talks about that too, that his letter is the first letter. And he describes that he felt love. You know, he has great memories of that school. So it's hard to know that other people don't have those, you know, they just know those halls from what happened that day in those halls. Whereas for our children, we have wonderful memories.
I just spoke with Scarlett Lewis, whose son was killed on December 14th. And She talks about the amount of letters and mail that continues to arrive. And there are letters in your book of just gratitude for the fact that people, so many people, cared and continue to care and are concerned about how the town and how the people are getting along.
There is. I actually am from South Carolina originally, and I've been back twice since this happened, because I still own a home down there. And I'm one of the people that I tend to wear. I wear a ribbon, I wear a bracelet, I wear my Sandy Hook t-shirt often. And people do come up to me when they see that. And In fact, we were just in Italy visiting our son, and we were in Rome, and somebody was sitting across from me, and she just looked at me and saw my shirt, and she said, "Are you from Sandy Hook?" And I said, "I am." And she just put her hands over her heart and said, "We just felt so sorry for you. I'm a school nurse." And she started crying. And it's, you know, almost a year later, and it just affected her so deeply. And I'm sure it will continue for a while. But we also have the anniversary coming up where Pat Lodra asked if the media please respect our wishes to be left alone that day and to let us find our own means of trying to deal with that day.
And
so we're hoping, you know, we have some quiet as well.
Right. It reminds us of a horrific day, and yet there is that reflection and time that you need to move on and grieve.
There is.
There has even been, on the six-month anniversary, there have been some ceremonies and so forth to recall. And I assume that not only for those directly involved, but for the entire community.
True, but from what I've been informed so far, we will not be having any ceremonies on
anything
the one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes, there will not be any town memorials going on. And just through the grapevine, because we are a small community, I've been told a lot of families will be out of town that day.
Yeah.
I'll be going to the airport to pick up my son, who's coming home from Italy, so I won't be here either. It's as people can recognize the fact, it will be a difficult day for many of us.
And I think that's one of the things that comes through in the book, because not only are the letters, but there's beautiful pictures of the town, and you talk about it being a small town, and you focus on the side streets and the main streets, of course, and look at the stores and the buildings and the signs and the trees, and a reminder that yes, you are a place beyond the scene of that horrific tragedy.
We are. And I think some letters express how they feel that Sandy Hook and Newtown are special places, and I do feel that, but I also feel that we are just like thousands upon thousands of other small towns in our country, and people need to remember that we are just like so many other places, and we don't want to be known for that one day. So we want you to come and visit, but you know, come to the diner and have food, or come to one of our little stores and see what great gifts there are to buy. But I'm hopeful that people will come and enjoy our community, and won't come here to want to leave more memorials again. It was very hard. It was very hard for the town employees. We had the letters were at our municipal center. And they were there for a few months. And a few of the town employees that I talked to stated how they felt. It was sort of like they were just almost in the constant state of being at a wake or a funeral, because you walk down the halls. And I do have a few pictures in the book of that, because that's where I did spend a few months every day reading the letters. But there were just tables lined with trays of letters that came to our town. And it gets overwhelming, you know, to see, drive by to the center of Newtown and see all the candles and the stuffed animals and the letters left. Sometimes it was so hard and just made your heart hurt. But yet that's the center of my town. That's where I go and get my deli sandwiches and go get my haircut. And I have to go there. But it was so difficult to go there. So I did put some of those pictures in the book, because I felt it was important that people, I know they saw them on the news, but I put some of them against pictures of what it usually looks like for us. You know, just a beautiful little corner that has nothing on it. So I wanted people to appreciate that we did feel all the love they sent us, and all the gifts were wonderful. But then this is what we look like usually. It's this beautiful, peaceful spot.
The name of the book is Letters from Sandy Hook, Newtown to the World. It is edited by Suzanne Davenport. Suzanne, thank you so much for sharing with us on this day. I so appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for having me. And can I just make one statement?
Sure.
I just want people to know that I did this book purely out of love, and all my profits for this book are going to the Newtown Memorial Fund and other charities in our town. This wasn't a book for me to make money, or any of the authors were, nobody was compensated. This was all just for us to find a way to help our community.
Excellent. And again, the book is Letters from Sandy Hook, Newtown to the World, and edited by Suzanne Davenport. Suzanne, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. The title of the book is Letters from Sandy Hook, Newtown to the World. It's edited by Suzanne Davenport. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.